It's time for the inaugural episode of Dear Mistress Rachel. Produced in cooperation with FemdomPodcast.com and VoxEroticPodcast.com, part of LDW's Enchantrix Empire. Where requested, names have been omitted or changed to protect the slutty, or pointedly included to humiliate them. Let's get started. Dear Mistress Rachel, I recently discovered some porn that featured a ruined orgasm, and I don't know why, but it really turned me on. Usually I just watch regular porn, sometimes girl-girl, so I don't know why this interested me so much. I googled ruined orgasms and found your blog. You really seem like you know what you're doing, so I thought I would ask your advice. I've tried to ruin my own orgasms, but I haven't gotten much out of it. I can't seem to stop stroking when it feels good. What do you suggest? Signed, Stroke Boy. Dear Stroke Boy, it sounds to me like you are a precious resource for a cock control mistress like me, an uninitiated but eager pupil in the art of the ruined orgasm. Some men can ruin their own orgasms quite successfully, but you may be one of the majority who needs someone else to take control of their cock and help them to that delicious, frustrating dribble. It further sounds like your problem might be that you're putting the cart before the horse in terms of your skill set. I can't tell for sure because you don't mention it, but it sounds like you don't have any experience with orgasm edging either. Learning to edge, to come just up to the edge of orgasm over and over again, and hold back no matter how good it feels, is a skill to be learned. To be practiced. As in the case of ruined orgasms, some men can learn and practice edging on their own, but for others, the support of a trained masturbatrix is essential. And I think until you receive that guidance and build that tolerance through edging, you won't be able to get the full benefits that a ruined orgasm can provide. Oh, and if you happen to come across it, don't listen to those who might tell you that it's really the sadistic streak of your masturbatrix that benefits from your ruined orgasm. Instead, think of any other non-sexual goal you might have. Doesn't it benefit you to have an accountability partner? Someone who can make sure you're staying on course? Well, a masturbatrix is like that. An accountability partner. And I'd be happy to be yours. So, first things first, I suggest you get in touch for some training in orgasm edging under my direction, and then I feel confident that we can further direct you to a ruined orgasm that will make you feel as if you've got a Charlie horse in your nutsack, and at the same time, hornier than you were before you started masturbating. Shall we give it a try, Stroke Boy? Sincerely yours, Mistress Rachel, Masturbatrix. If you've got a question for Mistress Rachel, and you're willing to have it answered on a future edition of Dear Mistress Rachel, send it to rachel@enchantrixempire.com.